Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. What a blessing to be with you again today and to be able to talk to you about Jesus. And in particular, I want to speak to you about the greatest trading post in the world. Where is that? It's at the cross. We find the greatest trading place in the world. All our filthy old robes of self-righteousness and flawed works were traded right there for the robe of righteousness, the perfect robe of righteousness. Our guilt was taken and traded for entire forgiveness. Our condemnation was traded for our justification. Now, this is not just legal fiction, folks. Because Jesus Christ has died in our place. He's died as our substitute, and he's taken away our guilt by the shedding of his blood. And all believers are righteous today. If you've trusted Christ as your only hope, you're righteous. All Christ's righteousness is credited, reckoned to your account. All his perfection in all its completeness is reckoned as being yours. Hey, Ezekiel 16:14 speaks about this. There's a great scripture there. It says, "Thy beauty was perfect through my comeliness, which I had put upon thee." Now, although the prophet was speaking in particular of Jerusalem, we can apply these words to believers. See, the word of the Lord to you and to me through Ezekiel, it's priceless. And the Lord says to us, "I said to you, live." That's in verse 6 of Ezekiel 16. He said, "I spread my skirt over thee." Verse 8. "I entered into a covenant with you, and you became mine." Again in verse 8. "I washed you." Verse 9. "I anointed you." Verse 9. "I clothed you." Verse 10. "I shod you." Verse 10. "I girded you." "I covered you with silk." "I decked you with ornaments, bracelets, chains, jewels, a beautiful crown." Verses 10 and 12. "You were exceedingly beautiful. Your renown went forth for your beauty." Verses 13 and 14. This is a picture of the perfection which we as believers have in Christ. Now listen to me, it's in Christ. One of our great problems is we're always looking around at ourselves, looking inwards and saying, "Oh, I could be doing better with my Christian life." Of course you could, but that's not the issue today. The issue is, do you want to know how to do better? Find out what Christ has done for you on your behalf and what your position in God is in Christ. And he says, "Thou art all fair, my love. There's no spot in thee." Believe these things, my friend. Believe these things and you will be at peace. All Christ's righteousness is reckoned to our account. All his perfection in all its completeness is reckoned as being ours. And God saves us righteously. Why? Because Christ has died. Christ died as our substitute. That is the gospel truth.
We hope you've been blessed by today's message. Please pray about partnering with us and joining us in our great crusade to make Jesus famous. Perhaps you will take time to visit our website, milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus beannacht libh.